This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Have you gotten your COVID shot? 47% of Americans have gotten at least one COVID shot. Many states and stores are trying to return to some sort of normal now. Overnight service on New York City's subways has now returned for the first time in more than a year. And beginning tomorrow, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask or keep your distance in New York. And two more big retailers are tossing the masks.
In response to last week's guidance from the CDC that fully vaccinated people didn't need to wear masks indoors anymore, Target and CVS say they're no longer requiring shoppers who are vaccinated to wear masks inside their stores. They didn't say how anyone would know if a shopper was inoculated or not. Friday, Walmart, Costco, and several other large retailers announced that they were dropping mask requirements for people who have been vaccinated. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israel and Hamas are fiercely battling each other this morning. A strike launched from the Gaza Strip has killed two people in Israel. Israel launched airstrikes on targets in Gaza again this morning. The AP's Joseph Krauss reports from Jerusalem.
Israel launched another wave of airstrikes overnight in Gaza, targeting several sites that it said were connected to the militant Hamas group and other Palestinian armed groups. It struck a building in Gaza City that was home to libraries and education centers linked to the Islamic University there. The residents of that building were warned ahead of time, so they all appear to have evacuated safely, but it left a huge swath of destruction on the street.
The Palestinian militants fired rockets into Israel this morning. This morning, a North Carolina district attorney will reveal details about the shooting of Andrew Brown Jr., a black man shot and killed as deputies tried to serve arrest warrants. This is AP News. Millions of American families are about to get monthly payments to help with their children. Here's our Julie Walker.
39 million families are set to receive monthly child payments beginning on July 15th, according to the Treasury Department. The payments are part of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, which expanded the child tax credit for 1 year. The Biden administration estimates 88% of children nationwide are eligible. Qualified families receive up to $300 per month for each child under 6, $250 per month for children 6 through 17, in most cases by direct deposit without any action required. The full payments are available for single parents making up to $75,000 a year, joint filers making up to $150,000. I'm Julie Walker.
The Dow closed down 54 points yesterday. The NASDAQ and the S&P were down 2, 50 and 10 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.